Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. On this episode with Andre Stewart, he gives an introduction on what to expect from Investing Uncensored and a quick glimpse into his life and what started him on the path to becoming an entrepreneur and choosing real estate as his main source of income. He also talks about mindset and how that plays a huge part in your journey to success. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. I want to thank you guys in advance for listening to my podcast, and I promise to bring you guys great content, bring on some interesting people to listen to and send questions if you have them. We're going to have athletes, entertainers, real estate professionals, business professionals, anything you can think of that's investing related. And that can be anything. You know, people we're going to bring on have invested in themselves in some form, whether it be physically to become great athletes, whether it be real estate to become millionaires, or any kind of business, you know what I mean? So we're going to bring on people that have made millions of dollars, that have also, you know what I mean, started where you are, leveled up from where I am, and continue to, you know, make waves in their industry and their space. So, you know, a little bit about myself. I'm not different from, you know, a lot of people listening in on this. I've been homeless. I've been unemployed, was on government assistance. I suffered with a great bout of depression for a long time, off and on. And, you know, my life kind of changed. When I was around 33 years old, I almost had a heart attack taking my son to school. And I was forced to make a change. You know, my job at the time was a great paying, high paying job. And I was ordered to, you know, pretty much take time off from work. You know, it wasn't even an option for me. So I had to pretty much get taken off work, put on a leave of absence for medical reasons. You know what I mean? So I was an advisor to CEOs and, you know, of major tech companies and startups. I've worked with traditional small businesses to high net worth individuals as a banker at a couple of different banks. You know what I mean? Private banks, commercial banks. I've done it all. But it was, you know, me going through that situation at 33, which has made me just get my life together. Having a heart attack or feeling like you're going to have a heart attack at such a young age, it'll do something to you. So, you know, I was always been an athlete, played sports at a high level for a long time. So for me to all of a sudden be in this state where medically I was struggling, my, you know, blood pressure was up. I just had so many issues going on. And it was all because of me overworking myself for a corporation that really didn't care a lot, you know, that much about me. You know what I mean? Like most corporations see you as a number. They put a life insurance on you just in case something happens. I don't know if you guys check, you know, your health benefits, but you'll see that there is a insurance premium, and it's usually however much your salary is, two times that I believe, at least for me at the last couple jobs that I had at these specific banks. I was like, I have a life insurance policy. The company does on me. For my salary? You know what I mean? That was like, wow. But anyway, so like it'll get to you when you start going through these different things, when you used to live in a certain lifestyle, and then all of a sudden you're not, because you're stressed out and now you're getting sick and almost dying. And a lot of things go through your mind. You know what I mean? I got heavy into real estate, took classes to get certified, took some courses, and pretty much stopped going as hard as I could because I had the courses, but life happens. I had to work. I had a job, you know, just had some stuff that happened in my life. So I wasn't really focused like I could. I had just torn my Achilles. So I was just going through a couple of different things. But I ended up, you know, moving over to a commercial bank. From there, I learned how to underwrite deals. And then from there, I ended up at Silicon and at a, you know, working in Silicon Valley, working with startups and things like that. But one of the things that I realized, because I grew up, you know, in poverty, you know, live with my grandmother. We grew up on food stamps. So I would bounce between my parents because they were military in my grandmother's house and she lived in the hood. You know what I mean? So it's like parents back then that were in the military, I think the max that they could make is like $25,000 a year. And my grandmother didn't make it out of, I think, like fifth grade or something like that. So that was my environment that I grew up in. So that was a lot of stuff that I got into. So I just developed these bad belief systems on what I thought being successful was, what I thought rich people were. You know what I mean? I just had this like, man, rich people are bad. They got money this way. I thought anybody that had money did it illegally. You know what I mean? But like, as time went on, I ended up having a friend who introduced me to her dad, who was a pastor. He turned me onto a book called The Millionaire Mind. And that book kind of opened up my mind. And it created a new neural pathway in my brain of a new way of thinking. Because up to that point, I had never seen, you know, aside from TV, a black person, a black man who, you know, had who was a millionaire. You know what I mean? I had never came in contact with someone of that stature who was sitting here telling me the story that he would tell me. You know what I mean? So like that kind of, he kind of became like a mentor from afar, because I'm like, here this guy is. And he, you know, he would always talk to me. We'd always have conversations. He enrolled me in a couple magazines, financial magazines that I would look through to learn more about finances. Like I said, he gave me a book called The Millionaire Mind, and that opened my eyes to how millionaires really were. You know what I mean? It's just this perception that if you don't know, you don't know. You know what I mean? So that book broke down, I think, I don't know how many millionaires they interviewed, but I saw that a lot of them were just like me. You know what I mean? A lot of them came from not the same exact backgrounds, but they didn't all come from money. I think like 2% were inherited, but most of them came from, you know, middle or lower income, and they just came up with great ideas or started great businesses and they became rich, and they didn't do anything. Well, I don't know if they did anything illegal, but for the most part, they just started legit businesses. You know what I mean? But I bring all that up to say is that a lot of times our perception of reality shapes our world and the world we live in. So for me, it was like, what thoughts did I have? And how are those thoughts helping frame and lead my decisions that I was making? You know, so coming from an environment like that, like I came from, a lot of my thoughts and decisions came from my environment. You know, a lot of people say you are a product of your environment, and you kind of are, because your environment shapes your belief system. You know what I mean? And so your beliefs are your perceptions. So in order for you to shift your reality, you kind of got to shift your thoughts, which shift your decisions, which should ultimately shift your beliefs. And once you change those, your entire world should change, and the possibilities that you have should open up to you. And that's one thing that I'm really, really big on when I talk to anyone. It's just like, first off, I know you want to be rich. I know you want to have money. I know you want to do all these great things, but first of all, let's try to shift and find out what your belief system is, because until you fix that in your internal representation, you're not going to be able to achieve this goal that you're trying to achieve, because there's a certain type of mentality that you have when you're trying to, you know, go at this particular goal of wealth or financial independence or starting a business. You just have to be in a certain place mentally. So if you have these negative beliefs or these negative statements that you have, that's what your reality is going to be. And so the goal is, for me, when I sit down with any of my clients, is to always change the negative statements that they have in their mind about themselves to positive statements. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that we'll talk about a lot on this podcast, is mindset, because you have to invest in your mindset first before you can even try to journey on the path of financial independence or becoming, you know, financially free or being a business owner or even get into real estate. You know, it all starts there. So I'm looking forward to trying to change people's belief systems. It doesn't matter where you're from, what country you're from, or where you live. If you're listening to this podcast from here on out, moving forward, I promise to make sure that we deliver value every time that we have your ear. And I say we because of all the people that we're bringing on. I like to believe in inclusion with everyone. So it's we in this situation, because some of you guys are going to get interviewed. You know what I mean? Some of the listeners, you're going to be sending in questions, and I'm going to choose you guys. You guys have invested at some point in time in your life. So I want to hear about it. I want to see what you did And obviously, you, if you're listening to this podcast, you're investing in yourself and education-wise because you want to learn something. You know what I mean? So it's called Investing Uncensored for a reason. You know what I mean? There are going to be a lot of things talked about, and it might not be the, you know, quote-unquote, politically correct way to say things. You know what I mean? I curse a lot. So, you know, I'm going to curse. That doesn't mean the information that I'm putting out is not valid. You know what I mean? That's just how I speak. I don't speak like that all the time, but, you know, it happens. And the people that I bring on here, I don't want to censor people and make them not be who they are. So if you're sensitive to that kind of verbiage or language, you know what I mean? Then this might not be the podcast for you, but, you know, we promise to deliver great content outside of people saying foul language or being openly candid about their journey to how they became who they are and how they got there. So I just wanted to do a quick introduction to let you guys know what to expect from Investing Uncensored. I'll give more detail about my life and my journey and how I got to where I am today, future podcasts. So don't want to bore you guys, but I wanted to give you guys a heads up about Investing Uncensored. I hope anyone listening to the podcast definitely downloads it, subscribes, and, you know, I'm going to try to put out one or two, maybe even three podcasts a week at some point when I have more time, when I'm not doing as much fixing and flipping and real estate related things. I will try to dedicate more time to putting out more podcasts. I want to do it every single day. That's kind of hard, you know, when you're running a couple businesses, especially running a tech company, you know what I mean? We're always innovating and being creative. So whenever I have the time, I'll definitely be doing podcasts. And I'm excited. I promise to bring you guys great content. I promise that you will learn something. I only like to use people's time. And when I have it, I want to provide value whenever I have it. So stay tuned, you guys. Keep it locked. And my social media handles, Andre Stewart 1 at Twitter, Andre Stewart 1 on Instagram. I'm pretty much Andre Stewart everywhere. So, you know, you can find me. Type in Andre Stewart. I'm in Best Bar and I'll come up. Take care, guys. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. Look for some great content coming your way. Thanks.